Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We brought to you here on 106.7 The Fan about 15 minutes ago. Charles Leno has been informed that he's being released by the Commanders. Finished last year on injured reserve. Did play in 47 of 51 games in his 3 years here with Washington. And not all of those games missed were via injury. Remember, he dealt with a devastating loss in his family at one point in time that kept him off the field. But he's going to be 33 years old this year, apparently dealing with a hip problem that's going to require surgery. The Commanders decided that the first big move they're making this offseason was to create over $7 million more dollars in cap space. I think they'll incur that entire $8 million dead cap hit this year.
If I had to guess, me too.
Rather than spreading it out just because they've got nothing but space. But here's where I'm really interested about this, and we'll get your reactions in just a moment. MGM National Harbor listener lines open, 800-636-1067. Danny, here's where I'm thinking, and follow me wherever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking a quarterback at two, likely. We'll talk as the day goes on about the possibility of a trade back. And if they were to do that, then all of a sudden, you know, one of the great tackles in the draft is available in the back end of the top 10, if that's the route they choose to go in. But let's just hypothetically say that the most likely outcome is the one that they execute and they take a quarterback at two. You damn sure better have a really good left tackle if you're drafting Jaden Daniels or Drake May at number two overall. You better. And whether that's in free agency, where they've got all the money to spend, or in the draft at 36 or 40, they've got to get a left tackle. So I think what they've got to figure out is, am I able to get a left tackle that I really like, that I trust, to protect the blind side of the guy that's going to make or break my organization with the 36th pick early in round two or the 40th pick early in round two? Because if the answer is yes, they like the tackle class enough that one of the guys that's going to be there they think can play on the left side, then no harm, no foul. You move on from Leno, you bring in a young left tackle that's cheaper, and you got your answer. But if you don't think you can do that, then they have to do one of two things, Danny. They have to then go spend in a very mediocre tackle market and get a guy early in free agency, or they're going to have to trade up from that 36-40 range.
Yep.
To wherever they think they need to get your hallmark bookend tackle to go with that quarterback. Because this is not wide receiver or corner or inside linebacker. You can't be playing games with your quarterback that you're taking number two overall.
100% agree. It puts an extra layer of pressure. And I don't disagree with the move, by the way. Again, it's the ugly business of football. It's the part where no one did anything wrong and you just kind of have to, you know, cringe and go on to the next thing. But they needed an upgrade there, I think, especially with, as you said, going on injured reserve, possibly, you know, maybe losing a half step for some of the speed rushers that they have to face. You can't mess around with this. I've said going into this offseason, I want four new offensive linemen. I would love three. I'll settle for two. Well, they just kind of made it so that you know at least one of these couple or three who it's going to be, that they got to upgrade that spot. I don't think the solution's coming internally. But you're right. It puts a bit of extra pressure and a bit more premium on either hitting in free agency or, as you said, maneuvering around the board to find your franchise future left tackle, kind of pairing him with that quarterback.
To me, this feels, though, like an acknowledgement that they got some work to do on the offensive line.
Agreed.
And people will read this however they want to, I'm sure. I don't know that this is an indictment on how Leno played. Maybe it is. But the fact is, and I didn't know about the hip surgery that's looming or how serious it is, but he's going to be 33. He's coming off hip surgery, and he was about to make $16 million. And they think they could probably replace him for cheaper than that and not have to worry about a 33-year-old going into a final year of a deal coming off hip surgery. So last year at this time, this group kind of hung on to their incumbent starters and went out and brought in Andrew Wiley, who really struggled, and Nick Gates. And it was not close to good enough. This gives me hope that there's an acknowledgement unlike there was last year with Sam Howell at this time, that if I'm going the route of a young quarterback, I better get this right. I better fix this. But it just ups the importance. It ups the ante a little bit on the gamble you're playing here with a known commodity who was serviceable. This was a very solid average to tick above average maybe, but we'll just say middle of the pack offensive tackle that they just moved on from. And maybe he wouldn't have been that after hip surgery at 33 and they viewed him, moving forward as a slightly below average option. Not sure, but you've gone from commodity that you knew what he was, that wasn't going to get your guy banged up or hurt, to now an opening at one of the most important positions on any football team. But, Danny, it's especially important for a team that's drafting a young quarterback. I mean, how often do we talk about when a QB's taken in the top five, first questions you ask are what weapons are around them, who are the tackles on that offensive line, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, you're hitching a lot to that wagon. And my point forever, as they've had barren cupboards, I've argued multiple times over for young signal callers, is this needs to be better than you would make it on a normal roster. If that makes any sense, right? If you've got a quarterback that can cover for something, you have to make sacrifices. If you have Pat Mahomes, you probably can't have a great right guard. You probably can't have a great third receiver because he's going to cost a lot of money, and he should because he's incredible. You've got to make sacrifices someplace. You don't for a rookie quarterback. You go all out to put all the safety blankets, all the possible outlets, all the weaponry, all the pass-catching running backs and great pass pro running backs and every left tackle. You find me the greatest that money can buy. You spare no expense because, A, you've got a cheap rookie quarterback, but, B, to give that guy a chance to grow into somebody who doesn't need it anymore, right? I'm not saying you want to go without an offensive line. You don't want to skimp on that always. But eventually, if it goes according to plan and he's making – God knows what in 5, 6, 7 years, right? What these quarterback salaries will be. If he's making $74 million a year in five seasons, yeah, you might not be able to have a Pro Bowl Peter at every spot on the offensive line. You'll have to make a skimp somewhere. But to get there, you better make a safety blanket.
You got a left tackle now who's been released in a hole at the position and a right tackle who for the second time in as many seasons gave up 9 sacks last year in Andrew Wiley, according to PFF. So there is work to be done. Could you be okay with them sticking with Andrew Wiley at right tackle if they spend money and or bring in a pick at 36 at left tackle and then upgrade the interior? Because if you look at as the year went on last year, for what it's worth, Wiley's numbers improved. In the end, and PFF grades can be whatever they are. I just kind of use them as, one way to look at line play. But he ended up, by the end of the season, grading out fairly well as a pass and run blocker, according to some of their metrics. Now, if you look at the first half of the season, it was pretty ugly. But did he show enough as the year went on for you to feel like the former Eastern Michigan Eagle can be counted on at right tackle? Because I would like to upgrade from him. I would try to. But I think if you have a new left tackle, a new left guard, and a new center, and then on the right side, it's Cosme and Wiley again, I think that still could work, even if it's not what everybody wants to hear.
That'd be tough for a lot of fans, including one named Danny Rouillet, to swallow, having Wiley involved in any other way. I mean, you can't move on from him because of his contract. You could do it after this year. You can move on, but it'd be pointless to cut him.
Well, so would you kick him into guard?
I'd make him my swing tackle, my rotational backup Billy. I really want to upgrade those bookends. I can get, and my the priorities for me are was one, right tackle to upgrade. Two, maybe 1A was center. And then 3, I was hoping for somebody better than Leno. And then 4, maybe a left guard happens. That's great. But my priority was that tackle spot. I want to do a lot better than Andrew Wiley. Now, again, scheme-wise, I have no – do we have any idea if he fits with what Kingsbury wants to do?
I don't know.
We got the sense he fit with what Bieniemy wanted to do in the first half of the season. He was terrible. So I don't know.
Well, but here's the problem. We don't know what Kingsbury wants to do.
Right.
Really. Frankly. So until we get an answer to that or we see it, it's hard to forecast that. I just like that it feels to me when you make this move this decisively this early, it tells you that they're working over there. They got a plan.
They have a plan.
I thought the last group waited too long to do everything. Are they going to release Leno? Are they going to release Logan Thomas? They would be the 29th team to start doing it. And the fact that today they're kind of ahead of it on March 1st, still 10 days out from the start of the league year, They're getting the ball rolling, which I like to see.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.